Grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. 360 days make up each year of our lives, and most of those days pass without much of a notice. I mean, I have no idea what I was doing on June 12th or April 26th or even October 16th of this year, for that matter. I mean, let's face it, most of our days do not stand out at all. Now, certainly there are some days in your lives that do stand out. Perhaps the day that you were married, or maybe the day your children were born. We even have national events that stand out in our lives, like September 11th, 2001. We all remember that day. When we look back over our lives, we see that some days they are more important than others. Jeremiah this morning speaks about such days, days for Jerusalem that are supremely important and most certainly do stand out. He speaks of those days, and they sound like great days. Those days are coming, he says. But for us, as we sit here this morning, we celebrate those days, for they have already come. They came with the advent of Jesus. 2,000 years ago from this day, God was walking around in our world in human flesh. Jesus came preaching the good news of God's kingdom, healing the sick, casting out demons, dying for our sins on the cross, rising in 3 days, and ascending to the Father. Those were the days. Jesus, visibly in our world, winning salvation for us. Those days, they are the most important this world has ever seen, for they are at the center of all of human history. But the people of Jeremiah's day did not want to hear it. Jeremiah, he pointed to those very days, but like people of every age, they were more interested in their own days. The days and the needs of their lives right now. These are my days, they may have said. They count to me. I have rent to pay, bills that are late, kids that I need to get places on time, repairs on the house to make, investments to manage, hobbies to pursue, a family that needs to be fed, and a car to fix. Come on, Jeremiah, talk to me about these days. These are the days that I care about. And in the pressure of such concerns, we saw the people of Israel turn to other avenues of help. They rejected the words of the prophets, and they turned away from the Lord, and they worshiped false gods and listened to false prophets. Those prophets focused on the here and the now. They worshiped gods that would promise good crops now, that promised protection and fear and the lack of fear from enemies now. They listened to prophets that said that their size of their cattle herds would double now. Century after century, this went on. And century after century, God sent prophets to the people to get them to turn back their ways, to call them back to the promise of those days, the days of the coming Messiah. Finally, in the day of Jeremiah, the Lord had had enough. For their unbelief and their idolatry, he would bring the Babylonians against the nation. He told Jeremiah his mind was made up and nothing could change it. This is the context in which Jeremiah speaks to the people this morning in our text. The coming of the Babylonians, Jerusalem is desperate. So Jeremiah speaks God's words to the people. He says, "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill my promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he will execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved and Jerusalem will dwell securely." So what kind of reaction did Jeremiah get for these great words of promise? The people hated him and what he told them. "Get out, Jeremiah, and take your some days down the road promises with you. We are tired of what will happen. Can't you see the millions of Babylonians forming outside the city gates? We don't need days to come. We need days now. They plan to kill us and carry us off. And all your God has to say is the days are coming. Jeremiah, we don't care about those days." Well, it wasn't very long after that that Jerusalem fell. And just like Jeremiah said, the beautiful temple of God was looted and destroyed, and the city and her walls were torn down. The Babylonian general in charge of the incursion had the prince of the city of Jerusalem brought before him with his two sons. The two sons were killed in front of the father, and then the father's eyes were gouged out so that the death of his sons would be the last thing he ever saw. Then he and the other survivors were chained and let off for a life of exile in Babylon. But there were some who took the words of Jeremiah to heart. In spite of their present hardships, they clung to the sweet promises of the Lord. Perhaps because of their present hardships, they set their hearts not on their own days, but on the days which were coming. "The days are coming," God promised. And so 500 years later, at God's perfect timing, God made a new branch sprout from the line of David. His name was Jesus, God's own son. And he came to Judah and Jerusalem to fulfill every promise God had made to them. He conquered sin and death and hell. He restored the relationship between the Lord and his people. He won an eternal victory for God's people over all their enemies. He won eternal security, eternal joy, and an eternal kingdom. Those days, Jesus' days, are God's source of true help and comfort for his people. And that includes us living 2,024 years later. The significance and the power of Jesus' earthly life extends far beyond the day when he ascended to the Father and was hidden by the clouds. The saving strength and merciful favor of God for you today is rooted in those days, the life and work of Jesus. Those are the days that truly matter most. As we read about them in Scripture, as we read about God's love and his true heart for us in Jesus, as we live those days when we gather at this rail and we share in his body and blood in the bread and wine, and by doing so we proclaim those days of Jesus' saving work, and we continue until he comes again. In the precious waters of baptism, our Lord gives us new life. And by the power of his resurrection and by the power of the Holy Spirit, we receive a pledge and promise of eternal life today. Clearly, some days are more important than others, more outstanding, more special, more crucial. For those who know Jesus, those days, his days, are the most important and the dearest of all. For those who know Jesus and celebrate those days, we know that there is another, and Jesus calls it that day. The day Jesus will come again with the clouds and power and great glory. Even as we fix our eyes on those days, the days of Jesus, we understand that our world is filled with worries and troubles. And if so, then set your hearts on that day. For our Lord says, straighten up and raise your heads because your redemption is drawing near. On that day, all believers will be raised with the Lord. Jeremiah will be there. Those in Jerusalem and Babylon who trusted in his words will be there. Then, in those days, Judah will be saved and Jerusalem will dwell securely. On that day, all the troubles will end, and God and his Messiah King will reign forever and ever and establish justice and righteousness on the earth. That day is coming soon. So remember, some days are more important than others. Amen. Stand and confess.